Well, it is time to find out about art. What kinds of art could you be making at home? How do you do snow sculpture? You can't get out, so can you really scribble on the walls in crayon? And will all those fancy new products get that stuff off the wallpaper? Annie Dugan is the gal with the answers, and she joins us this morning as our host for Where's Art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. Hopefully, I think, by 5 o'clock today, everyone will have spent the day shoveling. They will have spent the day maybe taking some heating pad breaks, and they will be able to treat themselves to a very fabulous opening at Zeitgeist this evening. It is, excuse me, Janelle Miller and Stacey Renee. They are the two folks behind Warrior Printress, excuse me, so P-R-I-N-T-R-E-S-S. They are printmakers. They are letterpress printmakers here in Duluth. And they have been going strong the last couple years, doing some really fabulous work with letterpress. So integrating text and visual language. So this is sort of the wonderful, juicy, delightful area where the English language, the art of the written word intersects with the art of the visual. And they have been doing a fabulous job. The title of the exhibition is Be a Warrior, which they came upon when they have a wonderful print that says those exact words with some fabulous flow of fluorescent paint. And they gave it... A woman bought it for her daughter, who is named Lula, which actually means being a warrior. And the daughter put it in her room and is just super inspired by it. And so they decided, you know what, we're going to have an exhibition based around that idea. What does it mean to be so passionate about something and so inspired by something that you fight for it, that you just everything, you know, is about sort of how you dedicate yourself to that passion. So their passions are advocacy and activism, collaboration and community, and joy and love. And joy and love, I said that in the opposite order. Joy and love is right up there at the top, and they are celebrating that. So you can get a little joy after what was definitely a challenging storm. You can celebrate with some joy this evening from 5 to 7 at Zeitgeist. And then they're going to have a bonus pop-up sale as part of the exhibition this Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3 in the Zeitgeist atrium. So they have cards, posters, you know, the work on the wall is the fine artwork, and then they'll be selling the other pieces as well. Then Tuesday at the Tweed Museum, it's their first Tuesday of the month, so that means it's the evening of Tweed evenings. And this Tuesday evening, from 6:30 to 8 is Sterling Rathsack, and he will speak about sculpture. So the title of the talk is "Let's Talk About Sculpture." So you're going to talk about it. He's going to talk about it. Everybody's going to talk about it. There's a fabulous sculpture, 3D. Exhibition in the gallery upstairs at the Tweed that showcases all the amazing three-dimensional objects that they, well, not all, but quite a few of them. It's a packed exhibition of the three-dimensional objects that they have. And it's a different way of thinking. Sculptural work is really two-dimensional painting versus three-dimensional sculpture. And Sterling does both. So I think he's going to have a really interesting perspective on the way artists shift in their brain when they think about working in three-dimensional. And then there is everything and anything having to do with bazaars and sales, bazaars in the sense of selling, but also maybe some bazaars this weekend. My favorite is the Julebian up in Knife River, where they celebrate trolls and all of the Scandinavian intersections of Christmas and the holidays and mythology. And there's some just fabulous hand-painted trolls. There's some wonderful creativity that goes into their troll train experience. Carlton, the town of Carlton, is having a whole series of sales and craft exhibition spaces in their churches. You can stop and get a lovely cup of coffee at the Magnolia Bakery, where they're doing beignets, so you can make your tummy warm and happy with some beignets while you go out and get some crafts as well. So it's a great week in art. You can just, you know, make sure you take breaks and ice your back so you can shovel out and get to it.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, ACO was having a big sale and festival that was supposed to run a couple of days, and I wonder if they didn't take their second day and move it to next weekend also. A lot of places had to do that, of course, because of the weather, and they have just expanded their Indigenous First gift shop space, too.
Yeah, I spoke about that last week, and thank you for saying that, because, yes, they have, this was a way for them to celebrate just how important and how amazing that space has played a role in artists' lives and in our lives as well. I think that they have the visual materials of Indigenous artists and artisans in our community have really been able to be disseminated through that space, and they have expanded it, and this was their debut opening of that. So I love that they're going to have that again next week. So it really is, it's going to be packed.
Well, if there's
the opportunity to rest this morning.
If there's one upside to having a grand opening and a bunch of celebrations interrupted on a weekend, it's getting to have the grand opening twice. So
exactly.
By the time next weekend rolls around, everybody will have forgotten the first grand opening. They'll be ready for the second. Annie, thanks a million, and we will talk with you again next week.
Thank you, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.